I am notorious for prodding and teasing my fellow cast members while keeping a straight face. I'm very hard to break.
If you love Disney magic, do not go anywhere. Welcome to this very special mini episode of the Business of Show Business podcast with me, Jamie Boddy. Disney's Hercules and Lion King are company in the West End. I sat down with two leading cast members to find out what songs they sang to audition for the show and basically why people in London should go and see these productions. I sat down with Tenjiwe Nofemele, who's currently playing Rafiki in The Lion King, full Circle of Life vibes, absolutely loved it. And also the very charming Trevor Dion Nicholas, who plays Phil in Hercules. So yeah, bless your soul, watch this episode and stay tuned for more mini West End bite-sized chunks. So yeah, thank you so much for joining me on the Business of Show Business. You guys are serving up Disney magic daily. What was your first memory of Disney magic? Was it a movie? Was it a show? What was it?
I'll jump in. My first kind of memory of Disney magic as a kid, I was obsessed with the animated film Pinocchio. I when you watch it back as an adult now, it's terrifying. And part of that was the appeal for me as a kid as well. It gets so like dark and creepy and eerie. But Pinocchio was an obsession of mine. We had the VHS tape and I watched it so much that the tape had like worn out. And then we ended up recording it from television. This was life in the 80s. And we recorded it from television. So I had another one. And I remember the yellow sticker on the tape was the one for Pinocchio. But I was obsessed with the animated movie Pinocchio. And that's still, I still love it to this day.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And you won't believe what mine is. Me and my brother grew up watching a lot of Hercules.
Oh, wow, very bad.
It was a favorite of ours. We would watch that the same from this tape over and over and over for weeks, sometimes on end. I have a lot of fond memories with Hercules for sure.
Yes.
So when I watched it, when I came to watch the Hercules, I had my brother like in the back of my mind.
And like Disney kind of transcends age. So when I used to be a performer, I worked at Tokyo Disney and for Disney Live. So when you're a child, then when you're an adult, I know it's kind of a loop, isn't it? The Disney loop, we're trapped. Talk about your shows. So Tenjiwe, what was your audition song for Lion King?
My audition song was it's a gospel song that we sing back home. And it's like a hymn almost. So they put it in different scales. So you sing it higher and higher, the scale goes higher and higher and higher. And it's a song that all of us back home grew up singing in most of our churches or in like community groups. It was called Moya Wama, which means my soul. Listen. It's a really beautiful piece.
And sing it now. Are you joking?
I'm not warm.
Trevor, same question to you. What was your, because obviously you're no stranger to a Disney show, but what was your go-to song?
Honestly, my both when I auditioned for Hercules and when I auditioned for Aladdin, which was 12, 13 years ago now, I was given the material from the show to come in and prepare. So for Hercules, I actually prepared "I'm Back," the song I sing at the beginning of the second act, which they wrote for the stage production that wasn't in the initial film. That was my Hercules audition song was one in the show that I got to kind of come in and put my stamp on, and they were happy with what I brought to the table.
So Disney is arguably one of the biggest entertainment brands. What is it like performing inside that Disney ecosystem? Because again, it's given so much energy and that storytelling, it can be quite exhausting. But what is it like? Obviously, you're inspiring people. You've probably got a lovely stage door in. But what is it like being inside that ecosystem?
It's fun. Like it is a gift to get to play in the Disney playground. And for both of us, we've spent enough time with the company and the company has enough trust in us for us to like have some freedom inside of that. And so, my time with Disney spans pre Aladdin. I was a performer at, Disney's Animal Kingdom in Orlando, an equity performer in the Festival of the Lion King there for years. And that was kind of like my first instance of like diving into the Disney bubble. I grew up as a Disney fan as a kid. So it's a gift to get to feel like the characters and the songs and the spirit and the love and the magic that you grew up with becomes something that you get to instill into audiences. But overall, it's just, yeah, it's wonderful to still be collaborating and building art with a company that I've admired for so long.
And for me, just to add on to that, it's a huge, it's a family. Mm. We are so connected. Me, even just sitting here with Trevor, we've met so many times and collaborated so many times. Mm. So within the shows as well, we are one just big family. Yeah. But there's a lot of love and support. So in as much as we inspire the audience, we inspire each other as well. And we give so much energies to one another to be able to tell these stories every single day and connect with them. So we're just a big family.
We come together. We have our Christmas party together. So it's like, it's like it really is this, like,
it is
this family that comes together to celebrate each other. And so you'll catch us on Family Feud at some point.
You're getting to give us that Secret Santa at Christmas. You're like, I want this and I want this. And then, so Tendri, let's stay with you. How do you sustain 8 shows a week, sometimes potentially even more if there's a special occasion? Like Rafiki, that's a big thing. How do you sustain up to 8 shows a week?
To be honest with you, I think it just stems from, again, loving just what I do. I love the show so much. I love the story behind it. I love the representation in it as well. I know that there's a lot of pressure, obviously, hanging off of me, but just knowing that there's a lot that I represent, the strength that comes from what I represent, it's on its own. It just gives me energy, honestly, every night when I start to sing Circle of Life, knowing that I represent not just me, but where I come from is a story I would want to tell over and over and over. Ooh. And I'm just so proud to do it. So that is what keeps me going every night.
Great. And then Trevor, same question to you. How are you sustaining that? Because I think we glamorize the West End, and rightly so, it's an amazing platform, but you're athletes, you have to make sure you're mentally well, physically well. How do you sustain your show week?
It's hard work. Like it is. It's hard work. And there's days where it feels more like work than others. But ultimately, we are given the opportunity to do what we love. And like sometimes it's easy to lose that perspective of like, 10-year-old me looking at me now and being like, how could you not be anything but enamored with every day of this? But it is a job, and you do have to show up and show up as a professional. And but the thing that keeps it fresh and exciting and like is the connections that you build with the other members of your company, getting to tell that story together. I am my own worst enemy in the sense of like seeking perfectionism. So part of the thing that I enjoy is getting to try it again and then being like, okay, if I try it this time and I tweak here, or I try it this time and I change this inflection here, what effect can that have? And I'm very addicted to the response from the audience and finding that out. Like when we get out there and you start finding the things that are making this group of people laugh versus the other group of people laugh, and adjusting your performance to suit the mentality of that mass is really exciting for me. That's something that's really exhilarating. And hearing the response that you get back and knowing that you're enacting that response by connecting with another actor, by finding these moments of truth in a fantastical story is fuel for the engine to keep it turning over.
And with you both, obviously the shows, from an audience point of view, you are immediately brought into the story of Lion King and Hercules. But for you guys, is there like a smaller detail or a moment in the show which for you is almost a secret because it's you living that moment? But is there like some detail in the scenery or a moment in a song or like a nod to another performer during the show that kind of just makes it something special for you?
Anyone who has worked with me will tell you I am notorious for having moments of connection on stage that are not there for the audience to perceive. But like I am notorious for prodding and teasing my fellow cast members while keeping a straight face. I'm very hard to break in those situations. But it's those type of things that make it. It's for the audience, but it's our experience. And it's that thing that always like regrounds and reroutes you in that for me.
Yeah. Same. And obviously with my character, because she's such a joker as well. Yes. Oh my God. I sometimes have to stop myself for sometimes going a bit too far, because obviously I speak my language as well. So people don't even know what I'm saying. So I could be talking to Trevor and nobody knows kind of thing. But it's those little things. And also I think it happens, it also differs from week to week, because some things happen backstage and some things inspire us. Like I remember there was a time we were into traitors, for instance. So we'll have these words we say just before going into a scene from traitors, which is it has nothing to do with the show, but somehow it does to us. Yeah. So those little things, but of course it's in keeping in respect to the show, always respect
to the story and respect to the audience, but still finding those moments of pure joy and connection with your fellow company members.
I want to see Rafiki, the traitor's hood, up the tree. Like,
I almost did that.
That's a spin-off show, Disney. You hear us that bit there. So what advice would you both give to a performer who wants to break into the industry? I have a lot of listeners who are currently in second or third year of training programs. And I think the industry now is changing from streaming platforms, vertical dramas, national tours, West End. There are so many amazing outlets. But what piece of advice would you give to a performer to be like, stay in your lane, do this? What would it be?
I think for me, the biggest thing is working when nobody's watching, you know? That's my biggest advice. You need to stay working even though you don't feel seen, you know? Even if you feel like, I feel like I can do this job, or I'm ready for this and I'm not, the doors aren't opening. Stay ready. Keep working on your art, you know? One door will open. Trust me, it will. And don't believe in people telling you that you cannot do anything. You really can. You need to start believing in yourself first. I know sometimes people hear this so many times, but I promise you that that's what really keeps you going, especially on days where you feel like the world does not understand you, or no one sees your talent, or no one recognizes your potential. Keep grinding even when nobody's watching.
Yes, that's something like RuPaul. You haven't got to get ready if you already are ready.
I'll co-sign on the grind part of it, especially. It's understanding that this is like as social as theater is. And we're very social people. We're very happy to chat and to laugh with our brothers and sisters that we're working with. But on top of that, you have to come in with an air of professionalism. Mm-hmm. You have to come in to work and show up to work, and understand that as much as we all get along, we have to maintain that first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I think the fear is I'm coming at this from the old man in the room, but like there can be a sense of entitlement that comes in a lot of the time with young performers now, and it's understanding the grind of it, the long game of it, is the thing that earns you that space and that respect. Like, yes, we all respect each other as professionals, as human beings, and those things need to be protected and maintained. But at the same time, the level of respect that is attainable as a professional only expands as you grind through and you hold on to that. Know that this is a business that is difficult. You're going to hear so many more no's than yeses. That's not always a reflection of your ability or your talent. Sometimes it's just you're not the right person in the right room at the right time. But it's accepting that and understanding that the more that you push, the more that you learn, and you never stop learning. I'm still trying to like as I said, as I tweak performances as I go, I still try to learn better ways to tell the story, better ways to connect with my fellow actors on stage. And it's not just the people on stage with you that are making that show. It's everyone backstage. It's your wham team. It's your sound team, your crew, everybody in that building, your orchestra, everybody is working together, your front of house staff, to give this audience that experience. And we're all on the same team working together. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I've got to let you go, but that was a mic drop moment. I'm so glad. Thank you both for your time and energy. I know you've got a long day, so get a vocal zone. You'll be great.
No, thank you, David.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.